Using Your Marbles, a mini educational podcast with Art Baird and Jill Yoshikav, Creative Marbles Consultancy. Like us at facebook.com/creativemarbles.
So for younger families in the middle school, 9th and 10th grade that are building up to this, are you recommending, or in your opinion, would you recommend that they look broader and maybe shift their expectations to not only include college, but other alternatives?
It comes back to value. It comes back to, this is the equation. You're going to invest $200,000 today for something in the future. So you better know what you're doing. This isn't just something where a junior goes to college now for 4 years and discovers himself.
Mm-hmm. It's no longer.
That's a $200,000 discovery mission. That's a house. That's a lot of money for someone to figure himself out. Didn't used to be. If I could send junior away for $10,000-$15,000 over 4 years, believe it or not, right, to discover himself, that's a worthwhile investment. And get some practical training, some knowledge, etc. Employment situation was better. It was a good thing. It's not the same now. So, first thing is you've got to know. And that means we have to really start to look at what does it mean to go to college. There's a whole industry out there that tells you how to get to college, us included. And even tries to sell you on why you should go to college so that they can show you how to go to college. Everyone's in on the racket. Everyone wants to keep getting people that are going to college, but they don't necessarily talk about why to go to college. If you're going to invest $200,000, everybody wants to get in on the part of from test prep to college admissions to financial planning, colleges themselves, of course, to all the subsidy, the industries around that, to the economies of college towns. Really have to try to grasp on how big the educational industry is. It's really mind-boggling, and its impact on economic health of the country. It's a big deal. With every new year, which we're going through right now here in October, every new year it has to be fed in another entire class of students who are not obligated. This is not free anymore. And if two-thirds are dropping out, then they're not making the right choice. But they're going to get the debt in return. For however many years they're in that said school, they subsidize that school's existence. They are that school's income. They don't want those students to drop out. But if a student is misaligned, if there's no value proposition there, if I'm not getting something in exchange for what I give, then I'm dropping out. And they don't realize that until the debt bill comes. And then what? They're not likely to pay for it. And who's making a killing right now in the college loan business? It's not private lenders because they're mostly out of the business. It's collection agencies are in a boom period now because they are getting paid for by the federal government to go out and try to collect this debt. If you don't know what you're investing in, then, you know, investor beware. And if you don't look at selection early, if you don't really try to understand yourself, and then even then now, you may be priced out of it. You want to be a lawyer. You want to be a doctor. But by the time you're done, you have $150,000 in debt. That's really going to stunt your motivation and make it very difficult for you to have the same standard of living as your parents over the course of your working life. Mm-hmm. And what does that do if you're a little sister or brother of an older brother or sister who comes out of medical school with $150,000 in debt and laments constantly? Does that motivate you to go to college?
No.
Does that motivate you to live your dreams? No. See, so increasingly, this situation here will become intolerable for some. They just won't be able to go to college, and college will once again be more of a privilege for a small percentage of the population. I don't know what implications that has, but that increasingly will become the case. Colleges that can compete will compete, and a great number of colleges out there that can't will no longer be able to be in business. But in the meantime, you have to think ahead. The earlier you think ahead, the better off. This has to be a struggle that for many you embrace much earlier and fight or work much harder than it used to be. It used to be there was a small percentage of people that worked really hard to put junior through college and sacrificed everything. Now that number is getting larger and moving further up the income scale. People that never thought that would be an issue, that thought they had plenty of money to pay for their kids' college, are now realizing, oh my God, I make $70,000-$80,000 a year and I don't see how it's going to happen. It's going to squeeze. So start early and think what you're really doing here. What college matches up with my son, daughter's interests? Or what are those interests? What's their vision? What do they dream? What do they aspire to? What do they like? What are they enthralled about? You know, what? It's very difficult because we are a very distracted society. You got to pay more attention.
For more information about Creative Marvel's educational consulting services, please contact us at info@creativemarvels.com. Copyright Creative Marvels Consultancy, 2012.